In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Question 88. Is Saint Joseph the father of Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ had no human father, but Saint Joseph was the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the guardian or foster father of Christ. Joseph was not the father of Christ in the flesh, as our human fathers are. He was, though, really Mary's husband, and did have a father's rights over Christ, the Son of God. St. Francis de Sales, he was a wonderful doctor of the Church in the 17th century, gives us this comparison. If a farmer owns a garden, he has a right to what it produces. If a dove drops a seed into the garden and a flower grows, does not the farmer own the flower? Saint Joseph is the farmer, and the garden is Mary. Saint Joseph, as Mary's husband, would have rights over the fruit that is Mary's child. The Holy Ghost, the dove, dropped a seed into Mary in a spiritual manner. The flower that grew from her was Christ. Did not Joseph have a father's rights over Christ, even though it was not he who planted the seed? Certainly he did. And Christ himself recognized St. Joseph's rights by obeying him as a father. We ought to pray often to St. Joseph. He is a great saint, and his intercession before God is a wonderful thing. There's a painting in a cathedral rectory that I once saw. The painting is of a man sort of leaning up against a rock. His hand is on his face, his brow is furrowed with worry, and you can tell he's just not quite sure of the future. And this dominates the painting, but if you look carefully, in the background, it's rather faint, there is a woman with a little baby and a donkey tethered to a date palm. The woman and the baby are leaning up against a rock. They seem quite comfortable, wrapped in blankets, quite warm. And both the woman and the baby are smiling in a peaceful kind of smile that a good sleep brings. This, of course, is an illustration of the flight to Egypt. And I think it does demonstrate a little bit of just who Saint Joseph was. That is, the Mother of God and our Blessed Lord had complete trust in him that no matter what would happen, he would see them through. Complete trust that God had chosen the right man to be her husband and the foster father of our Lord. Question 89. Was Christ born? When was Christ born? Christ was born of the Blessed Virgin Mary on Christmas Day in Bethlehem more than 1900 years ago. Notice it says here, on Christmas Day, more than 1900 years ago. It doesn't give you an exact date. That's because we don't know the exact date. Scholars and technicians point out that we cannot specifically prove the exact day of our Lord's birth. I suppose that is true, at least we haven't until now. But we keep the feast on the 25th of December. Now, some people say, oh, well, that's related to the old Roman holidays, such as the Saturnalia, and the Christians just wanted to supplant these pagan holidays with their own feast. Well, there's some truth to that, but the greater truth is that it is related to the winter solstice. That is, the date is liturgically kept in relation to the feast of St. John the Baptist, June 24th. St. John the Baptist said of himself once, "He must increase, I must decrease." So what happens on June 24th? That's that day in the year when the light, the day, begins to be shorter. And December 25th is the day when the light starts to be longer, the day starts to be longer. So it's far more related, the date of the 25th of December, to the feast of St. John the Baptist than it is any pagan holiday. Question 89a. How many years did Jesus Christ live on earth? Jesus Christ lived on earth about 33 years. Sometimes you get asked the question, why does a Roman cassock have so many buttons on it? Well, traditionally, even though one does not have to be in slavish obedience to this, you have 33 buttons, one for each year he spent walking amongst us, so that when you button up the thing in the morning, you put it on, you can button it up in thanksgiving for every year that he walked among us. A nice little symbol, I think. Question 89b. How did Jesus Christ spend his life on earth? Jesus Christ spent his childhood, youth, and early manhood in the home of his mother Mary and his foster father Joseph, working as a carpenter in the village of Nazareth in Palestine. He spent his last years in the work of his public ministry. His early life is hidden. No public revelations are given about it, other than that he grew in wisdom and grace before men, as it says in St. Luke's Gospel. He waits for his public ministry because he was keeping the law perfectly. No man could speak in the synagogue until he was 30 years old. That was established Jewish law, and he was very, very devout in his keeping of Jewish law. Question 89c. What work did Jesus Christ perform in the course of his public ministry? In the course of his public ministry, Jesus Christ gave us an example of great virtue, preached the message of salvation, proved the truth of his message through miracles and prophecies, and established the church with its sacrifice and sacraments for the salvation of men until the end of time. He showed that he was a witness sent by the Father to lead men to heaven. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me, he said, as was recorded in the Gospel according to St. John. Here we're at the end of the lesson on page 50, and at the end of each lesson, of course, there is a prayer to be learned and practiced and a habit to be acquired. The prayer is the Angelus. See whether or not you can't say that at least once a day, ideally three times a day. It doesn't take very long, and it puts you in contact with some of the greatest of our doctrines and the principle, which is the Holy Trinity especially, and the principle of our religion, which is the Incarnation. And for a habit to be acquired, try to pray daily, spending some good time each day in prayer.